Luke 10:25, and this is about the Good Samaritan. Said, on one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to Jesus to test Jesus. Teacher, he asked, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And by the way, I'm out of the NIV. What must I do to inherit eternal life? What is written in the law, he replied. How do you read it? He answered, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Now, how do we perceive that? How do we perceive that we love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength? Do we perceive that we do that, or are we like, well, you know, on Sundays, maybe Bible study, you know, then I do that? Or do we do that all week long? Do we do it all day long? Or just, okay, only when I can't do it at work because there's a lot of heathens at work, and you know what? I'm tired of them calling me church boy or church girl or, right, making fun of me, right, so I'm just going to play along that, you know, yeah, I go, but I just, do we do that? See, the perception we have is kind of other people, right? Our peers, right? Our peers have something to influence us. Now, let's say sweet little children at school, right? You may wear a cross, right? A necklace or something with a cross to signify that you're a Christian, right? But would you hide that, okay, so people don't see that, so they would know that you're not a Christian, so they're not going to point and make names, because the world likes to make fun of people. If you don't believe that, watch any reality show that's on TV now, and you'll see that drama creates drama, okay? And that leads to ratings, which leads to more drama and more shows of reality, which is not really reality, as we know, but it's still on TV, right? But if you perceive something, if you have a perspective of how you love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, that's pretty much everything to love the Lord your God. But also he included something in there, love your neighbor as yourself. And do we love our neighbor as ourselves? Well, look, here's our neighbors right here. We love everybody here. Our church neighbors, we love them. Our church family. Don't we? We do. We do. But what about our neighbors across the street? What about over there? What about over here? Do we love those neighbors too? That don't go to this church. Okay? We see people cross here. Love your neighbor as yourself. Do we love ourselves? Well, it's cold outside. Some of us wore jackets, boots, right? We took care of ourselves, right? We love ourselves, right? Did we see anybody walking without a shirt, walking without a coat, walking without boots? Did we offer to help? Hey, Goodwill is open. You can go. Well, what good does that do, right? Point out the hours of Goodwill that he could go shopping. Point out the hours of Walmart, right? Love your neighbor as yourself. But wait. You have answered correctly, Jesus replied, and that's in verse 28. Do this, and you will live. Okay. But he wanted to justify himself, so he asked Jesus, and who is my neighbor? That's a good question. We just kind of talked about that. Who is our neighbor? OK, because we do have neighbors, right? Where I live, I have neighbors, okay? Where I work, I have neighbors, right? Where I shop, I have neighbors, right? Everyone technically is our neighbor. And do we love them as ourselves? Well, he walked right by me, never looked at me, I didn't have a chance to say hello. Okay. How many times does that have to happen? How many times before you say, God bless you, have a nice day? Just a simple hello. Simple. But do we do that? And I know we're not supposed to talk to strangers, right, kids? That's exactly right. Right, we don't talk to strangers, but now most of us are adults here. Okay? We know the difference, right? And everybody has a bad day. Believe me, I'm in retail. Everyone has a bad day. Sometimes two or three in a row. But everybody has a bad day. Amen? But love your neighbor as yourself. Now in verse 30. In reply, Jesus said, a man was going down to Jerusalem, to Jericho. Okay? So from Jerusalem to Jericho, okay, when he fell in the hands of robbers, they stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. Okay, so he's on the road. He's probably on the main road to Jericho, okay, from Jerusalem to Jericho. A lot of the priests at this time lived in Jericho, and they would do the temple. They would go to the temple in Jerusalem. So it was kind of, a main road, if you will. Okay, a priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So he saw him probably on the same side as him, and you could say across the street. Okay. He saw him coming, okay? He wasn't, and walked the other way, okay? Probably pretended he wasn't there, right? I know that's something that we would never do, right? Right? See somebody who looks maybe drunk, right? Do we move away from him? Okay. Right? 32. So to a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. Okay. Now Jesus mentioned a Samaritan. Okay. There was the Jews, right, who were their father, as far as they were concerned, was Abraham. And then there was the Samaritans, a little north of them. Now, their history was that, of course, when they were sacked, when Assyria took them, the northern Israel, and then brought them back, they intermixed is what they did. They intermarried. So you could say they weren't pure Jews, if you will. Okay, so they were Samaritan. That was more of the country that they lived in. So they would call them Samaritans. Same kind of, we would be Pinellas County, Pinellas, whatever you want to call that, Pinellas. So it was that country that they lived in, okay? Yeah, to split it up, okay? He went to him, but the Samaritan, as he traveled, came to where he was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey, took him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day, he took out 2 silver coins and gave him to the innkeeper. Look after him, he said, and when I return, I will reimburse you for an extra expense you may have had. So Jesus looks at, you could say, the lawyer, right? Which of these 3 do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell in the hands of robbers? The expert in the law replied, the one who had mercy on him. Jesus told him, go and do likewise. So, in their history, I should say, what it talks about the law, right? He was written in the law. He replied, how do you read this? And of course, he answered about what their law says, okay? That's in Leviticus. Even Proverbs talks about it, and even in Deuteronomy. So, of course, the lawyer, the law, they knew the law, okay? But it says, do not speak or bear grudge. Love your neighbor as yourself. That's in Leviticus. That's 19:18 in Leviticus. He knew the law. That was what the law said, okay? But Proverbs talks about it too, okay? And it goes a little bit farther with Proverbs, but in Deuteronomy it says to love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, and your strength. So that one, that's Deuteronomy 6:5. Okay? So that's he knew the law. He knew what the law said, but that was it. He did what the law said to do. Okay? Now the lawyer, there's four people. And of course, it's the lawyer. It's the first one, right? The expert in the law. All he wanted to do is have a topic for discussion. That's all he wanted, okay? I just want to talk about it. I know the law. I want to be right, right? I want to be right. What's right? Not what's morally right, but what is right by the law. That's all he wanted to do, okay? The robbers, they had a part in this, right? They want to look for easy prey. They want to exploit, take advantage of, okay? Are they a good neighbor? No, they're not good neighbors, okay? Will they ever be? We could pray for them. Good luck, okay? But they're just there to exploit people, okay? The priests, okay? The first one, he had a problem. Remember, they crossed the road, okay? But their problem is love thy neighbor as thyself, right? They know what the law, right? They know what it is. But to love yourself, would you cross the street? That's not being a good priest, right? But they had a problem, okay? They had a problem with love, okay? They don't love their neighbors, right? They're just a priest, okay? Now, not so much of the law, right? Because all they have to do is love each other, right? That's what we teach, right? Love each other, right? Goes back and forth. You show love, you get love, right? It goes back and forth. The priest did not do that, okay? He didn't show love, okay? So that's just an example of when Jesus tells them, love thy neighbor as thyself. No. He didn't. And how about the Levite? Okay. Now, who's the Levite? You could say the Levite was one of the priests too, but that was one of the tribes, right? One of the Levites. Okay. All he was curiosity. It's all it was. He just saw him, curiosity, oh, guy's hurt, walks the other way. Okay. Love thy neighbor as thyself? No. No. But what about the Samaritans, okay? So in the Jews and the Samaritan history, they didn't like each other. And in you could say they hated each other, okay? And just because of the reason stated before, because one was, Abraham was our father, and they were a mixed breed, if you will, okay? That was it. But they were still neighbors, okay? But the Samaritan, now, what about the man? Who was the man? He was a Jew, right? He was a Jew. So here you have an expert of law who just wants to talk about the topic, okay? You have the robbers who probably were Gentiles, okay? Probably were Gentiles, not Jewish, okay? Not Jewish, okay? But then you have a priest, Jewish. Okay, we have a Levite, Jewish, okay? But then you have the Samaritan. Jesus leaves the last one, right? The last person on the face of the earth to help a Jew would be a Samaritan. That's what it would be. But who is the first person to help him? the Samaritan. Okay? But Jesus goes on and he tells him what he does, all this stuff, right? We just look at, turn the page. He took pity on him. First of all, he took pity on him. Why? Because he didn't see him as a Jew. He didn't see him as that. He saw him as a man who needed help. That's all he saw him as, right? Someone on the side of the road got robbed, got beaten, someone who needed help. Someone who needed a coat on a cold day. Someone who needed shoes. That's all he saw him as, okay? He didn't see him as a businessman. He didn't see him as someone who, a CEO of a company. He didn't see him in a suit. He just saw a man who needed help. That's it, okay? Then he put him on his own donkey, okay? He put him in his own car and drove him to the hospital, okay? All right? That's what he did. Bruised and bleeding, that's what he did. He put him on his own donkey and took him. And this says to the inn, okay? Maybe he bandaged him up, right? Right? Maybe he had to put a tourniquet on him. Maybe he could do something. He did first aid, okay? Maybe what he learned at a CPR class at church. Maybe that's what he did, right? Right? He used that class, right, to do first aid on an injured man, okay? And then he took him to the hospital, okay, where he needed to go, okay? And not only that, he was going to pay his hospital bill, okay? And any other expenses, okay, whether they charge you for the TV, whether they charge you, right, for ice or a cup of water, whatever, he said, no problem. That's what he did. That's what he did. But he didn't see him religiously. He did not see him. He just saw him as a man who needed help. That's all he did. Okay? Now, and then what he does, right, he took out more silver, and we talked to the innkeeper or to the hospital and said, hey, I'll pay his bills. Don't worry about it. Just it's on my tab, okay? And then I'll reimburse you, and if there's any more expenses, it's going to be paid in full. You don't have to. The injured man has nothing to pay for. Why did he do this? Love thy neighbor as thyself. It's as simple as that. But sometimes we choose not to see, right? We choose not to get involved. We choose, right? Because we'll say, well, God knows my heart. What? What? He knows your heart. Well, wait a minute. If God knows your heart, why did you walk by that person who needed a jacket or needed shoes or needed a dollar and we'll pray for him that he buys food with it? But why did we walk by? But God knows my heart. It doesn't make sense. But, right, we don't cast our pearls, right, to pigs and dogs, right? We don't do that. But this man, these people need help, okay? And in that case, in that parable, that's what Jesus is talking about. The expert in the law, he replied, he knew, the one who had mercy on him. The expert in the law couldn't even say the word Samaritan, or I should say, wouldn't even say Samaritan. He wouldn't even say that. So that tells you how far or how little, you know, love thy neighbor as thyself. Amen? Amen. Now, at the end, Jesus tells him, go and do likewise. Now, he's talking about, of course, the Samaritan, right? Who had mercy or took care of his neighbor. Okay? So Jesus tells him to go and do likewise. Do you think the scribe, the lawyer, do you think he did that? I don't think he did. Because he wanted to be right. He wanted to answer the question of right. See, it takes an action. His perspective, each of these have a perspective. Okay, the expert in the law has a perspective. He just wants the law. He just wants to read the law. The robbers, their perspective. Hit and run, right? Right. The priest, his perspective. You know what? Hey, that's over there, right? We don't do that, okay? Okay. The Levite's perspective, I'm just curious. You know, hey, what's going on over there? Hey, all right, man. I'll pray for you. You know, thank you. But the Samaritan's perspective was to help. Basically, to help. Did he pray for him? Did he leave? Probably. Just to help the man. That's all he did. Amen? Amen. Thank you, Lord. In Romans, in Romans 10 and 9, it says, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Okay? Now, I don't know what it takes sometimes to have the world to realize who is going to save them from themselves. When that man was in the ditch, did he pray that someone would help him? Was he was left for dead, so he was beaten pretty well. But did he have a prayer that someone would just help him? That someone, somewhere, somehow would help him? And did he realize a who walked by? Did he realize that a priest, that a Levite, right, the ones who should show love to him, didn't? And did he realize, and maybe after the fact, that it was a Samaritan, right? Samaritan, someone who he might have hated, that he might have hated, actually helped him. Actually saved his life. Amen? So, God has a plan. He can make your enemy, or someone you think is your enemy, or your neighbor, to help. Okay? Help can come from anywhere, anytime, anywhere, anytime, at any moment. You just have to have faith and believe. Amen? And I thank you. Thank you, Lord. That was my short and sweet. I had one. About 10 pages long. Okay, 9 pages. It was 9 pages. But I thank you. I thought about this, and as I was led and I was going through it, it's funny, not funny, I mean, it's just... the Spirit just moves and just guides you and just leads you. Look, I don't know who it's for or why, but be obedient. Amen. So, thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you. Well, as I move on, and I was talking from Romans 10, and since I have it here in front of me, it says that if you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it's with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess your faith and are saved. And if there's no one here, there's someone here.